Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I am so delighted to be with you back live today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the place where some of our favorite people are, Stereo WBLQ, 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, please visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No questions or subjects are off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of what matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. Our callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it has won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We are really happy about that. And it's our thank you to you for giving us a call today. 800-930-2819. With me today is my partner in all things wonderful, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, honey.
Hello, Sandy. It's great to be here. Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's such a delight to be back on the air. And you mentioned the book. I want to mention, too, that we had a wonderful email from Merrill who said, I just finished reading your book and really enjoyed it. You are such an inspiration, and the book was so well written, it was hard to put down. And we've extended our holiday sale to continue. And for those of you who would like to get it as a gift to yourself or someone else, to go to sandybrewer.com and order the book. And when you put in the discount code holiday, you'll get a special offer there for $9.97 for the book, plus 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, 6-hour audio series. It's a $40 value for less than $10. I think it's a heck of a deal. And it's a marvelous book. I read it constantly. There's always something new in there that I find. And I thank you for writing it, by the way.
You're such a good guy. Thank you. You know, it is a heck of a deal. So go ahead and get it. You'll be happy that you did. But especially with that extra series of talks that I gave. So it's a great deal. We hope you'll take advantage of it. But, you know, books are amazing. I've always, since I was a little girl, I think they probably helped save my life as a young child. But they're amazing because you never know. There can be, it might be the whole book that you embrace and it does something, resonates something with you, but it might just be a phrase or a word or a turn of words that somehow touch our spirits and get us moving forward. I know for me, gosh, it was back, it had to be probably in the 70s when I picked up a book by Joel Goldsmith that I think he wrote in the 50s. We're talking major ancient history here, but it was called Leave Your Nets. And what got my attention so much was not the substance of the book. I don't ever remember anything within the book, but I kept that book on my desk for a long time because Leave Your Nets to me meant step outside of your safety net and reach for the stars, reach for your heart, reach for your potential. So, well, Joel Goldsmith has passed on quite some time ago. Thank you, Joel, for writing that. Thank you for just embracing with the title something that stirred my soul. And another book that we want to talk about a little bit today, just because of the concept of it is so great, is by Richard Bach. And it's also a book from the 70s, but it's Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And I think Richard Bach wrote two, he wrote many books, but two that were really inspired. One was Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and the other one was, which one is it? I just spaced it.
You know, it beats Dickens out of me.
Illusions. I unspaced it.
Exactly. Illusions. That was a great book.
Okay. Was Illusions. So today we're going to talk about some of the points and the way the idea of Jonathan Livingston Seagull applies to all of us in our world. And I remember when I read it, there were so many wonderful things in it. But once again, there was one phrase that just touched my soul and really helped. Those were the years when I was going through a lot of exploration and discovery on how to heal the pain of my childhood. And the phrase that stuck in my head so profoundly was such a simple phrase. He learned to fly.
In other words, he just let go of everything that was holding him down, his thoughts about himself, his ties to what he thought he should do, how he should look, how he should be, how he should behave, and learned from within himself the beauty and the grace and the capacity that he had to move beyond into dreams that he never even imagined before. It's an amazing book. I thought it was phenomenal. And what a life lesson it provides for us still today.
Absolutely. And all in the form of a seagull. I mean, he did this whole thing using a seagull for these great life lessons. It's really terrific. If you haven't read it or picked it up in a while, go ahead and pick it up. It's a quick, easy read, but it's profound. And it really is, as you were saying, honey, about coming out of our comfort zone, about following whatever our truth is, about learning how to stand up against all odds for our own beliefs without going to war internally or externally. Just learning how to follow that voice, that light that's within us, and not stopping to have to create an army to follow us.
One of the things that is so important here is that we have to be willing to fail. Failing is a concept that really has no true validity, because my feeling for it is that when you attempt for something, if you want to strive for a goal, you can never fail totally in yourself. Because in that journey, you learn so much, you expand so much, you move yourself into a new area beyond limitations and beyond self-imposed thoughts and ideas. So you can't fail from a standpoint of improving and expanding yourself.
And you know, some of the greatest lessons we learn are when we think we've done something wrong, when we think we failed it. Some of the greatest lights and greatest wisdoms come through that. But if we're busy thinking we have a formula for how it's supposed to look if we're doing it right, we'll actually miss the wisdom because we'll be so busy kicking ourselves for falling down and focusing on the misconception that it was about falling down, that we'll miss all of the good that's tucked within the belly of that experience. And so I always say, if you really want to count something, if you're addicted to the idea of keeping score, count how many times you get up. Don't count how many times you fall down. What counts is what you do with the fall down. Did you stay down or did you get up? It's never too late to get up. We can get up right now from anything. And the way we get up is we change our point of view about what just came down.
And that is so true. Some of the hardest lessons we have give us the greatest learnings. Some of our hardest teachers have been our best ones. And that just happens in the life experience. And certainly you experienced that, Sandy, in a project that you were involved with.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to cut to the chase and keep this story fairly short. But when I had founded a children's program for abused and traumatized kids, and we had a big, big farm back east, and we would bring in 50 kids at a time, approximately 50 kids at a time, to stay with us for four in the summers, to stay with us for about 4-5 weeks, and we'd get at least two, and we'd try for three sessions. When we could do that, we'd overlap them a little bit, and my staff grew to close to 60. Anyway, we had a little girl there, and social worker campaigned for her to come because their expenses, we paid all of the expenses, but campaigned for her to come, and her social worker said, "I know she's being abused. I just can't prove it because she's really shut down. She's locked down." So during this girl's time with us, she was a 12-year-old girl, and she was able to create such trust and such safety that she was able to tell us what was going on and what had happened. And we actually were filming, a documentary was being filmed about our work and my life. And we actually had that little piece on tape, which I could use to help justify that the stepfather that was abusing her should be prosecuted and shouldn't be sent back to that place. But her state, she came from Maryland, and her state fought differently. The social services, the head of social services was determined to send her back. The girl, when she went back home, went right into that shutdown again. So she was in a temporary facility, but the head of social services was absolutely adamant that she was going to close the case in 4 weeks. And I got a letter from the state, the state, under the state logo, that when she said, "You are being interruptive and intruding and unprofessional," and gosh, it was a full page single space letter. So she just kind of reamed me out from one end to the other. And I thought, well, yeah, I'm not following her protocol so that from her perspective, I was being unprofessional. But I knew that this child would never survive it if she was sent back home. So we went to battle for her, and that battle was hard, and it was tedious, and it was long, and I didn't care what other people thought. I didn't care what the head of social services thought. The beauty and the miracle and the magic of this is that when we finally prevailed, she was the first child ever to be allowed to testify. At that time, the kids had to testify in open court against their violator, their person who had injured them. She was the first child to be allowed to testify in closed circuits, so she didn't have to face her accuser, and that gave her the courage to stand up for the truth. So we were blessed. She was blessed. Other states adopted this, and by standing up for something that I knew was right, we were able to make an impact. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in again to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandy Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dr. Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Sandy Brewer. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. With me, as always, is the amazing John Brewer.
That'd be me.
That's you, babe.
You know, that was a remarkable story that you shared, Sandy, about the Maryland court and the girl that was involved with that. It was a powerful lesson for many people involved. It was a powerful lesson for you to go beyond what would seem to be some imposed limitations, mm-hmm. because you felt such a passion for helping this young girl. So it was empowering for you. It was also empowering for the girl who was involved, because she was able to actually let go, get in a place where she felt safe and to be able to move and move forward. And it had a tremendous impact on her life to begin the healing process for her, to take her out of an environment that was not very supportive of her. I think it was also empowering for the system to be able to begin to see, hey, there's another way to look at this. There's another point of view that has a lot of validity. And it, as you say, it has been implemented in many other states to allow an abused child to testify on closed circuit TV. So from that standpoint, everybody won. Except the perpetrator, but he won what his due was.
Who I didn't have time to mention before ended up from the trial, was found guilty, went straight to jail. This little girl, this sweet little girl, ended up being allowed to go live with a relative that was really lovely, an aunt, and that's where her healing continued to expand. But It's so important for us to know that it's not to just take on war for the sake of war. I never went to war with the system. I went to bat for the girl. And there's a difference. If we come in and we're fighting against something, it's like we're energizing whatever it is that we're against. You go for, see that dream or that intention fulfilled, and then you give it your all. You put yourself on the line because you believe in it enough, so sufficiently, that whichever way it goes, you know that you at least have been true to yourself. One of the things that I think we all have to remember is that we're all leaders in our own way if we'll just take that role, because we're all at the head of our own line. And so often we get scared or we get intimidated or we try to tuck in behind somebody else's line and follow them. And it's always a mistake. So if we can remember that we're all at the head of our own line, and that we really need to not put it up for a vote. When we have a passion, I never put it up for a vote if I should go to bat for that little girl. I couldn't not. And that's when we're starting to build us, to build our connection with that inner voice, to build connection with our own value system, and to trust us and that which is the core of us, which is spirit, that partnership between us as individuals and the forever part of us, which is spirit, that when we bring that together, that there's nothing that we can't do, that we have to remember that the more we put it up for a vote and get everybody else's input to decide whether or not we should follow our truth, what we're actually doing is kind of milking down the potency and power of that truth that we have inside. In my 20s and 30s, when I was really working so hard on my own healing, there, I heard this, when I say heard, I didn't actually hear a voice, but had this sense of connection with a line from the Bible, which is actually going to seem odd, but it's, and Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And that seems like, how could that really apply? Why would that turn, you know, resonate so deeply inside of someone? But for me, the wisdom was, and the teaching was, that as I'm developing this ability to connect with myself beyond the pain, beyond the doubt, beyond the kind of pre-programmed insecurities, that as I am learning to connect with that sensation, that light that can guide me into a new way of being, that I need to let that seed get firmly rooted. I need to let it take root, to take anchor, so that it can blossom up through me and express out through me. If I don't learn to trust myself, then I can never learn to trust somebody else.
And one of the key things in here is that you've left unsaid is that this is another way for us to see that we are not defined by our experiences. We're not defined by our past. We're not defined by what other people say we can or can't do. We're not defined by our self-judgment and self-limitations. We can move beyond that. Getting another point of view, looking at it from a proactive standpoint and from an inside standpoint, that's empowering.
And it's so true. And, you know, Richard Bach stated it beautifully in his book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when he said the trick was for Jonathan to stop seeing himself as trapped inside a limited body that had a 42-inch wingspan and performance that could be plotted on a chart. The trick was to know that his true nature lived as perfect as an unwritten number, everywhere at once, across time and space. And my way of breaking that down into a simple statement is that we all have to remember that none of us is a statistic. Statistically, I shouldn't have survived. Statistically, I never should have survived intact. to, when you go to a doctor and you get a bad result, when you are in a situation and people say, oh, you'll never get through that, or you'll never recover from that. I know that we live in finite bodies and they don't always recover from an illness, but our spirit and our connection to our spirit does. So we stay in the realm of light. We are not a statistic. And just because 19 out of 20 go left, that doesn't mean you have to. You focus on what your intention is. We keep that near and dear to our heart. And then we just watch our life unfold through us.
That reminds me of one of the Psalms. Bring up a Bible here. But essentially, and I'm going to mangle it somewhat, but though 1,000 fall on my right hand or on my left hand, I still have that support to move forward and, in essence, become aware of who I truly am and what my true nature is. And that in itself is empowering. I like that. I'll do better next time with that.
We're all working at it all the time, babe. So how Richard Bach ended this book is one of the other seagulls who was advancing said, "No limits, Jonathan," Fletcher Seagull thought, and he smiled. His race to learn had begun. When we get into that place of no limits, when we understand that we're not bound by the confinement and the challenge and the hurt of the past, when we stay clear with that, that's when we are free. That's when we are not limited to a formulaic wingspan. That's when we spread our wings and we truly fly.
And we can indeed learn to fly. And just a moment here to mention again the marvelous book that you have, because that has so many life lessons in it that support that concept, Sandy, The Pursuit of Light, The Extraordinary Journey. To encourage you all, if you haven't read it yet, to get it. If you have read it, you have a copy, give it to somebody else, and you can get it as a special gift sale by just going to sandybrewer.com. Order the book, put in the promotion code HOLIDAY, and give a gift, and feel lightness of your spirit when you do that. I think you'll be glad you did.
Thanks. I think you will, too. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 800-930-2819. Give us a call.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandy Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We are so glad you're here. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. John, what did you think of our Jonathan Livingston Seagull? I can say it.
Well, I liked it a lot. I always liked that book. I had such a presence. It had such a powerful story. And I thought it was an empowering book. He is a magnificent writer. And he has done such a beautiful job of communicating these ideas. So I'm really glad that you... we talked about it.
I always was drawn to that book. And like I said, there's two of his books that I think were inspired. This one and Illusions, and I recommend them both. And we have a caller. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Sandy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad for an older guy.
We don't know how that is.
Stay young at heart.
Well, I happen, to,
happen to
be a pilot, so I got all caught up in on the tail end of your Jonathan Livingston Seagull thing there. But
good. So how can I be helpful to you today?
Is there anything other than relationships to talk about?
rarely.
When you spend 13 years with somebody and then they decide that they need to find their voice, and but then when they leave, then what it sounds like is kind of gunny sacking and recriminations and all that, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, you just have that feeling of betrayal.
Right. How are you doing with that?
Some days are diamonds and some days are stones.
Right, the old John Denver song.
Yeah. It's like to me it's like the other parts of life. When you're doing good, you know, your mind doesn't wander in that. But when you're heading towards a ditch, then it helps you into the ditch, you know, and you just ruminating over that. So yeah.
Well, Ron, I think it's really hard. Because you said this was a 13-year relationship, and when you end up basically feeling like or actually getting dumped, to the loss of trust, the betrayal is absolutely the bottom line. And rekindling trust that there's some pathway that will lift you from this experience to perhaps one that's even better. So if you can look at really being able to deal with the loss and the grief that you have about this, but then I'm wondering, are there places in this relationship that you might have settled?
Oh, come on. Don't make it about me. absolutely.
I'm not going to do that. Sometimes when we're afraid to volunteer for something and we have a dream that might be perhaps a little more fulfilling or congruent with us, that we have that dream, we have at some level expressed that prayer that I think the universe takes over and conscripts us. So if you were afraid to make that shift, afraid to say, this is 70% what I want, but 30% what I don't, and you make that settling thing, or 60-40, yeah, whatever it might be, that the universe will say, hey, you know, I'm hearing something you said a long time ago, and I'm going to give you a chance to fulfill your life from that angle. So that's why I thought, is there some place that you settled, and that as backwards as this looks, there's some place here to understand prayer answered often looks the opposite of what we think, but will lead us to where we want to be.
Yeah, you know, it's the old getting what you need and not what you wanted. But yeah.
So
I think,
what do you think you might have settled
right
in
on
this?
Yeah. I think you're right on. You know, and it's just it's so insidious. You know, you start out and it looks like you're getting what you want, and then you know, 13 years later, when it comes to an end like that, you realize, gosh darn it, I did. I settled again.
What ways do you think you settled, hon?
I think just intimacy is one, vulnerability, you know, really just some of the most basic things in a relationship, you know, where a person can be open with you. And mm-hmm. and you kind of know that, you know, when they steer away from certain things and I remember in the last, you know, it was about 4 years ago, I didn't realize that she was taking antidepressants. And so until she moved in. And so when I asked her about that one time, you know, just, oh yeah, I've been doing that. And it just, you know, the discussion kind of goes nowhere. And sometime later, you know, then realizing that, combine those with alcohol, and I think it says right on the bottle, you know, you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't do that. That's a bad combination. So
yeah. And when I she was going to a counselor, and I suggested, you know, well, you might ask for his opinion on that. And then when she came back, it was, you know, he said that, you know, how much I drink was none of your business. And I was like, actually, that wasn't my question. My question was, should you drink anything with that?
Right.
So, you know, those are the things, you know, and somebody told me once, you know, instead of red flags, you turn them into pink, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. What I am hearing is that the basic core thing was, while you may have had been congruent, I think intuitively 60-40 might be more accurate, but you might have been congruent on many things and enjoyed each other, and we're not putting blame on her or on you.
No,
but that there was this basic place where the depth of connection wasn't there. And so what I think you have to do now, my dear, is that when, you know, like you have the some days are good diamonds, some days are stone. Diamond days we don't have to worry about. You got that one covered. But when you get the stone days, when your head starts going askew, when these thoughts come up of either betrayal or I've been wronged or anger or even loss, when they kind of go to war inside your little head for a moment, when those come up, you have to remember that what's really stimulating that is that some place inside of you, you're afraid to believe in the potential that you have. You're afraid to believe that it's not too late. You're afraid to believe that you don't have to be a statistic, that there's a bridge here that can unfold you so that in relationship you really focus on the whole enchilada. But I'm feeling absolutely from you that what is going on when you get those difficult thoughts and get caught in the web of those difficult thoughts, that it's really not about so much about this relationship. I mean, that's factually, your facts might be right, but the way you're using the facts to stimulate your own fear is misguided. I really think what you have to focus on is deep inside of you. Go into a meditation. Get that visual of not who it is, because that's not for us to figure out, but what it feels like of when you are content. It's not when the other person is reflecting you or fixing you or arm candy. It's that the great joy, the open heart, the expanded sense of well-being when you are so compatible and in love and with your partner and she with you, that you get that sense of this is how it feels. And then you stand in the middle of a light with that feeling. You let yourself be bathed in light and you hold to the intention that this desire, this prayer is already answered, that you can unfold this in your life. It is the next chapter. This is not the end of the book. It's just the end of a chapter opening up to the next more exciting chapter. But you got to get that vision. And when you get that hurt feeling come up, you have to go be able to understand that hurt feeling is triggered by my own doubt and fear that I can't, it's too late, that somehow, some way, I can't unfold what I want. And that takes us back to earlier in the program today. What we said is none of us is a statistic. We are at the head of our own line. Trust you, trust your spirit, trust your light. Hold the vision on how it feels, what you want, and let your God participate in unfolding who it is that is your match. How do you feel about what I said?
Relaxed.
Good.
Yeah, no, really, that's really comforting. It really is. It's where I want to reside. It's just, you know, when your ego tries to tell you, no, let me take over. Let me handle this.
Right. And then remember, your ego is always based on fear. Always based on fear.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So if you just say, that's fear, what's the fear? A lack of acceptance that I'm at the head of my own line, that I'm being guided and unfolded. And then you put yourself in that light and you can't not miss. You just can't.
Yeah.
So do that and see how that works for you.
I will.
Thanks, glad that you called. It was a great joy to talk with you today.
Me too. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron. I'm going to hold the light with you.
Okay.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Stay with us. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. We will be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? then Dr. Sandia Brewer of the Sandia Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandiabrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandiabrewer.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
And welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Sandy Brewer, and we're delighted to be here with you this afternoon.
I'm so glad that Ron called, because I think he talked about something that many people experience from a standpoint of thinking something was so right, but then finding out, oops, not quite so right, and owning where we participated in that. So it wasn't the other person's fault, but it was a part, it's because it was shared experience. We brought that person into our lives for a particular reason. And I think that was a powerful thing that you shared with him. I really appreciated his call.
Well, I did too. And I think one of the things that Ron's situation demonstrated is that, like you said, he referred to something 4 years ago. The relationship lasted 13 years ago. But he probably could have gone back earlier, where we let things slide instead of bringing them to our partner's attention. And we try to see, is this resolvable? And I've watched that as a counselor many, many, many times through the years, where people are afraid to actually bring up what doesn't seem to be working for them and stick with that subject until they find pragmatic ways to resolve, kind ways to resolve, or at least see if it's resolvable. Because if we don't wait until it's all piled up at the end, but we try to address it as we go along, that's really what will open up greater intimacy and greater connection. Because in that process of bearing our souls to each other, we're actually letting down our defenses. We actually risk getting closer, not farther apart.
Absolutely. Sandy, we have an email that I'd like to bring up. And dear Sandy, I have a problem that keeps plaguing me. I have a problem with anger, but it's often directed towards myself. I've been feeling more anger, if not even hatred, towards myself for a while now. I usually feel this way when I'm feeling stuck with my job and unfulfilled in my life as a whole. I often feel a lot of frustration with the decisions I've made. My inner dialogue isn't always that helpful either, particularly if I'm not conscious of it. Also, when I have this growing self-anger, it seems to make my work and personal life problems and frustrations even worse. I know I need help. Please help. Thank you. That's a tough place to be.
This, I think, was from Charlotte. And Charlotte, my heart goes out to you. I know that it's really hard when we feel that stuck and that limited. And this may not sound as nurturing as you might want to hear right now, but when I was listening to John read this email, what I heard was an awful lot of victim. It's like you're not in charge of the anger, that when you're feeling stuck, that you go into the idea that stuck is a ultimate reality, that stuck isn't just a passage or an emotion that you're dealing with. So with all kinds of gentleness and support, I'm saying to you, you have to stop being a victim, that you have to be able to say, this is only a feeling. And what are my, the fact that a feeling comes up, we've said this, of course, many times, but in all of our own growth and healing and evolution, it's about repetition, repetition, repetition. So when you say to yourself, here's the feeling, my feeling is that I am stuck. What you do with that feeling is going to create and dictate how you experience your reality. The other thing you say is, from your email that you say to yourself, my dear, is, here's the feeling. The feeling is, I hate myself, because for whatever reason, you're looking at something you said or did or some reflection that you had back that just triggered something inside of you that is so non-accepting, that is so judgmental. And then this is what I'm asking you to consider. When you go to fall back into self-judgment as an option, you're actually in charge of whether or not you do that. So to you, it's going to seem like, because you're flooded by the chemistry of, I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself, there's a place where you have to be willing to expand. You know, we've been talking about Jonathan Livingston Seagull so much today, where you have to take that wingspan, and the typical wingspan of a seagull is 42 inches. I don't know what the wingspan of a human being is, but I know that ultimately and in potential for all of us, it's limitless. So when you say, I'm just flooded with self-hatred, I can't not think self-hatred and embarrassment and shame, there's a place where you have to expand your wingspan, expand beyond your sense of your own limitation, and be able to say, this is a point of view. My body is consumed with this point of view. But there is a thought. What's one thought that takes me greater, that lets me spread my wings a little bit further than I've ever spread them? What's one thought that can help me connect to a thought greater than I'm a piece of poopy? And because that's basically what you're saying to yourself. You're measuring you all over the place, and you're only worth your latest measurement. So if you can say, I feel that way, and everything in my body is so chemically triggered that I'm having trouble thinking beyond that, but I know that this is not an ultimate truth. To me, an ultimate truth, and this is my language, you can convert it to whatever your language is, but an ultimate truth for me is, I am one with a goodness that has no opposite. God and I are one. That my source is greater than my physical chemistry right now. If I'm going to say terrible things about me, I have to be willing to say them about what I perceive God to be or what I perceive my source to be. So as a minimum, what you can do, because what I was taught as a much younger person when I was trying to master really, really, really harsh things, which I know you're trying to master too, is to always anchor yourself in a greater point of view before you go into the dungeon of what you're trying to fix inside of you. So the greater point of view here is that no matter what I feel, it isn't the truth of me. You don't have to be able to feel the idea that this is only an experience, that there's something inside of me that's greater than this condition. You don't have to feel it, but you have to be willing to claim it, to name it, to think it. So I urge you to come out, that in order to come out of this place where you automatically judge yourself, that reach for that higher point of view and then hold on for dear life, because I promise you it will pull you up. I wish you everything good. I know you can get out of this. I know that the source inside of you is greater than the pain.
Thanks for joining us today, and a special thanks to our caller, Ron, and to Charlotte for her email. We really do appreciate your participation and hearing from you. We're so glad you joined in the conversation on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to answer your questions for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So I invite you to turn on, tune in, and to listen and call in with your questions. No question is off limits. Or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air live every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, on 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and at sandybrewershow.com, where you can also listen to past shows archived there. Take advantage today of our holiday gift sale by ordering your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, at the special price of $9.97, and get a free gift, too. Simply go to sandybrewer.com, click the tab for the book to place your order with a discount code HOLIDAY. Do it today. Thanks to our great engineer today, Chrissy, and may you all have a fantastic week. You know that hurts your pride. You better put it all behind you, babe. 'Cause life goes on. You keep carrying that anger. It'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.